What's up and welcome back to the show. This is episode 190 of the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Shay Haddo, and today we are going to be talking about how to build confidence in high pressure situations. So before we get into today's episode, I first want to let you know of something really, really exciting that I've been working on for like 3 months. So it's a free mini course called Cultivating Confidence, the Alpha Girl Way. So in this mini course, we're going to dive deep into what we usually try for building confidence, kind of the old way of building confidence versus the new Alpha Girl way. So we're going to be breaking down some myths around confidence building, and we're also going to dive deep into my four-part framework for building unshakable confidence, which has never been seen before. This is brand new. I had so much fun doing it. So I know you're going to love it just as much as I did. So link to sign up for the free mini course will be in the show notes below. It's going to be awesome for players, for parents, and specifically for you guys to watch together. So make sure you guys sign up for that. So let's get into today's episode where we're going to be diving into different confidence building strategies in those high pressure moments, right? So whatever sport you play, there's always going to be these high pressure situations, right? Whether it's taking a PK in the championship game, whether you're taking the last free throw to win the game, maybe you're at bat, it's a full count, bases are loaded, right? Maybe it's the last serve. So no matter what sport you play, there's always going to be these high pressure situations where everyone's looking at you, and it's either your opportunity to win the game, or maybe you take the opportunity and you guys lose, right? But either way, I'm going to walk through some different mindset shifts that you can have in those high pressure situations, and also some really tangible tactical thing that you can do in those situations as well. So first we have to understand with any high pressure situation, right? Let's take a PK, because I think this is a beautiful example, right? Let's take a PK. It's a very, very simple skill. So in this situation, most of it, I would say at least 90% of the things going into that situation is mental, right? You know how to kick a ball. That's the same thing with a free throw. You've shot a free throw a million times. So it's not the physical skill that's hard that starts to kind of make you nervous. It's mental. But those situations, they're almost all mental. So that's why it's so important that we start to develop these different confidence building strategies and have these kind of mindset shifts so that when you get into that situation, number one, you're willing to take that opportunity instead of being like, no, I don't want that. That's too scary. So number one, to give you the opportunity to take it and want it. And number two, for you to actually feel confident in that situation. Because if you're up to bat or you're on the free throw line and you're shaking in your boots and you're nervous and you're not very confident in yourself, chances are you're probably not going to make that shot or hit that swing or whatever it is. Okay. So we want to make sure that we're really focusing on the mental side, because that's everything with these high pressure situations. So first off, let's talk about some mindset shifts. So the first thing that comes to mind when you're thinking of a high pressure situation, the last thing you want, oh, I don't want to disappoint my team. I don't want to be the one to lose the game. I don't want to disappoint my parents and my coaches and all these people watching, right? But here's the reality. And this is a shift that is very important to make, especially as a girl athlete, is that we feel like everyone is depending on us for the game, right? But the reality is yeah, if you make it, that's amazing. You're the hero. But if you miss it, if you don't get the thing, if it doesn't go well, it's just a game. Right? It's literally just a game. So we need to kind of take some of the pressure off by realizing that, you know what, I'm going to go out, I'm going to try my best. This is important to me. It's really important to me. But at the end of the day, that's all I can do is my best, because this is just a game. And if I miss, if I screw up, if I choke, whatever it is, it's going to be okay. I'm not going to ruin other people's life. Like, it's going to be fine. So take some of that pressure and let's look at it like logically, like take a step back and see in the grand scheme of things, yes, it's important, but it's really not that big of a deal, right? So with that being said, some pressure is good, right? Some people perform really well under pressure when people are watching, and some people don't. But the difference between the people that handle it well and don't handle it well is their perception of that pressure. So you have to start to learn to change your perception of that pressure. If you don't like pressure, usually it's something around, you know, pressure is too big, right? Pressure means that I could disappoint a lot of people. Pressure means that it's all on me, right? And then of course you're going to be nervous. But if you can start to change your meaning of pressure, like pressure is an opportunity, right? This is an opportunity for me and to go win the game for my team. Like, how cool is that, right? Pressure is a privilege. That's a big one. So it's up to you to really decide and choose what pressure means to you. Is it something to be scared of? Or is it something where it's like, wow, this is an awesome opportunity? The thing is, you get to choose what it means. You get to choose what it means. So it's time for you to assign a new meaning of pressure. All right. So let's get into some different kind of actual tangible strategies that you can do when you're up to the plate, or when you're on the free throw line, or when you're about to take your PK, right? No matter what sport you are, you can use these strategies for that thing. Okay. So let's kind of walk through some different strategies. One of the most simple, but super powerful, you'll see pro athletes do this all the time, is breath. Using the breath to calm the body, right? So when we're nervous, our breath usually gets real shallow. And when our breath is shallow, it sends this message to our brain, says something is wrong. And then when our brain says something is wrong, we get all nervous, right? And when we get too nervous, we get tense and we don't perform well. So your breath, the first place I want you to go is to your breath. You'll see this a lot in basketball because it's so easy to see when they're about to take a free throw. They'll take just a big deep breath, right? Or if you watch baseball or softball, a lot of them will take a big deep breath before they're up to bat or before they're about to pitch or something like that, right? So it's huge. Come back to your breath. Anytime you start to feel your thoughts going crazy, or anytime you start to feel your heart going really, really fast, big breath, not through the chest, breathe through your stomach, nice big breath through your stomach, in through your nose and out, big long exhale out. Okay. You can do that once, you can do it twice, you can do it however many times you need to get yourself calm, number one, and centered, number two. Okay. And then the next thing is just your body language. So body language is huge, right? Imagine this. Imagine that you're about to take a PK and you walk up and your shoulders are all slumped and you're just looking down at the ground, or you're looking at the keeper all scared. Do you think you're going to make it? Probably not. Like, that keeper's going to eat you alive, right? Same thing on the free throw line, right? If you're moseying up to the free throw line and your shoulders are all slumped and you just got bad body language, that's going to send a message to your body saying, hey, I'm not ready. And if you're not ready, probably not going to make the shot, right? So body language is, it's really simple, right? It's not like you even have to think about it, but if you're not aware of it, you do have to think about it a little bit and just be like, all right, let's take my deep breath, shoulders back, head up, and let's go, right? Let's go. Body language can send a huge message to other people, but also to yourself, to let your body know that I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm ready to perform, right? So that's number two, is body language. Number three is visualizing. Okay. Is visualizing. Now, I don't mean that you have to sit there and be like, hang on, time out. I need to visualize for 5 minutes. No, you don't need to do that, right? Let's say you are about to take a free throw. You close your eyes for 1 second and you visualize, swish, right? It can take as little as 5 seconds. Or you're walking up to the PK. You can do this with your eyes open. You're walking up to the PK spot and you just kind of imagine, what corner are we going? What corner are we going? See it going in, see yourself walking up with confidence, see it going in the back of the net, right? Let's say you're about to make the last pitch, right? To get out of the inning. Okay. You're going to visualize real quick before you do your pitch. You're going to visualize making that pitch, strikeout. Okay. So visualizing, yes, it can be a big part of your whole pregame routine. It could be like, you know, a long process, but in this sense, you can use visualization in really, really small, in a minute fashion, to where you can just do it within a couple seconds, right? And each sport is going to be different as far as like how long you have to do it. But even if you just close your eyes for 5 seconds, you can see yourself performing that move. You can see yourself, you can see the ball going in the back of the net. You can see that. So visualization is huge because it's, number one, going to kind of calm you down, but it's also going to give you that excitement and that confidence that, you know what, this is what's going to happen. And when you see that that's going to happen, that'll start to create those positive thoughts. And when you have more positive thoughts about what's going to happen, that's probably going to happen. Whatever you believe is going to happen is most likely going to happen. So those are the three things. So breath, that's the first thing. Come back to your breath. Number two is be aware of that body language, be confident in your body language. And number three is just a real, real quick visualization of you killing it, of you winning the game, of you, let's say you play an instrument, of you knocking it out of the park on your guitar, whatever it is. So you make sure that you use these anytime you're feeling nervous or anytime you have a high pressure situation, because these could be an absolute game changer for you. So I hope this episode is helpful. If you use these and it works and it goes great, let me know. I'd love to hear how it goes for you. And again, make sure you sign up for the free mini course, Cultivating Confidence, the Alpha Girl Way. It's awesome. I promise you, you and your parents are going to love it. So make sure you check that out. Sign up with the link in the show notes, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.